How did it even do that? Oh, okay. That's why.
I guess we're ready. If Robin wants to start.
Yes, sir. Call the ad hoc office space committee meeting to order, please. And do we have, you have to prompt me, Brenda. Do we have minutes from the last one?
Not for the special meetings, no.
Okay. All right. So I'm going to turn it over to Jack to talk about the bonding possibilities or cash.
Yep, Tammy. Tammy has that information.
Good morning. Good morning, Tammy. 1 week or two ago, Kelly pointed out the top boxes don't cross with. So those must be totals left from when we were looking at the 10 million. But it's laid out the same as when we looked at the 10 million. I've just got the, the total. We estimated just pretty much randomly spending $1 million this year to $4 million next year and $1 million the year after that. Interest rate is much lower. So the lost interest, if you will, on if we were to, if we are spending our own money is down to just about 10 million, or sorry, 10,000. The reimbursement we used 125 per year. I think we decided the first round was about 140, 100, something like that. So we used 125 just to be conservative. So if you add up the 6 million minus the lost 10,000 and the 250,000, you end up with the 5,760 net cost if we pay cash over the 3 years. And then over to the side is just the bond payments for the existing bonds, the two that we currently have. And the jail is paid off this coming year, so that'll go away.
Excuse me, Tammy, could you speak up a little more? Because we have some people in the back. Thank you.
He speaks so soft.
Put that microphone up on top of that thing.
Up on top of it?
On the ledge.
So it's closer to you, yeah.
There we go. Is that better? I'll try to talk louder too.
Yes, please.
Okay. So the first box on the left is the 6 million. If we bond it for 10 years, the total interest cost is the 420,000. Again, the net cost after assuming we were to continue to get the 250,000 reimbursement, add in the interest, subtract out the reimbursements. And then if we were to bond, the flat cost I've used everywhere is 75,000 because that is not dependent on the dollar value of the bond. Those are just fixed costs. The cost of legal fees, the bond counsel, the printing of everything that has to be printed, the cost for Moody's, all of that stuff. So our total cost of bonding is the $6,245,000. If we continue to get reimbursed, the $250,000, and if we get reimbursed, again, Jack's estimate or their estimate, somebody's estimate was two-thirds would be of the interest would be reimbursed if we sought interest reimbursement, which is another option from OCA, and that's the $277,407. So your first column is if they continued to pay us our construction cost reimbursements. The second column is if they reimbursed us for 66% of the interest on the bond. And we're still, I don't know that we ever got an answer as to whether we could even switch at this point or if we would have to switch if we bonded. So those are still up in the air. So 6.2, if they reimburse I guess they're both 6.2. So 6.2 for the 6 million for 10 years. And then over here, if we just did 5 years, it drops to a flat 6 million, 6.1. And then if we did half, we take into account half of the lost interest, the interest cost goes down. So we're down to 5.9 if we bonded for 10 years and they reimbursed our straight out costs versus 6.1 if they reimbursed our interest costs. And then if we did it for 5 years, it'd be 5.9 still for the straight out cost reimbursements compared to the same 6.1 for if they reimbursed interest. So the net cost of bonding at the cheapest, if you will, scenario is about 160,000 compared to the 5.7 if we just pay for it out of pocket.
Questions?
Sure.
What
are we making on our investments at this point, as far as money we've invested?
We've been pretty consistently, banks are pretty eager to keep our money. So we've pulled most, I think we pulled everything out of the T-bills. We may have one more still to mature. But we're at like 0.3, 0.28, point, you know, it's been about 0.3.
If we pay this ourselves, we get reimbursed. And what was that figure?
It's about 100 and this, they will pay, they estimated between $125,000 and $150,000 per year during construction. And this past year, we submitted for $140,000. We haven't received that yet, but OCA was very comfortable. We work, buildings and grounds work very closely because they do all that reimbursement paperwork. And they seem very comfortable with that. So I would expect that figure to remain the same.
So it would seem to me that the best way to go is to pay this ourselves.
I agree.
Same.
Yeah, I think it was worth asking the question and have her doing, you know, doing the analysis, but this is one where we're better off paying for it ourselves out of the cash balance that we have, because the risk is we don't even know, and they still haven't answered the question, would they do a modified plan?
Yeah, I spoke with an attorney at OCA who is in charge of this, and the indication was that, yes, we can do this, but we don't have that in writing, where the other one we have firmly in writing that, yeah.
What'd you say the payoff was on the jail?
When does it pay off?
Yes.
This coming year, 2021 is our last.
We're all done in 22.
No brainer.
Yeah. Just pick up another.
Yeah.
My thought on this was that the reason for actually considering this is not necessarily because it's cheaper for us to pay it out of pocket, because that would be obvious, but the concern would be as we move forward into our budgeting process over the next couple of years and with our revenue dropping, do how far down will this deplete our cash balances by paying in cash?
My view is that with the size of our fund balance, and we are managing the loss of revenue this year, mainly by not filling vacancies, deferring some or not doing some capital improvements, specifically in public works, because they got cut 20%, you know, so we didn't do that extra 20% work. I think we're going to end in a fair spot. There's going to be a lot of budget pain, there's no doubt. And that's why, you know, you folks are looking at early retirement incentives and other things, but I don't particularly have a cash concern at all.
I don't have a cash concern either. We usually have plenty of cash invested, quite honestly. We've since I've been here, we've never had to worry about our cash flow overly much. You know, we just have to manage those investment cycles so that we make sure we hit the big payments in December and the low cash that we end up with in January and February. But
at one point, the fund balance has grown over the last 5 or 6 years I've been back here.
Yes.
Just for the record, can we state what that balance is? What's our cash fund?
Oh, well, they're different. Cash and fund balance are different, and I'd have to look those up.
The fund we're going to pull this 5.7 out of. What's the balance there?
Well, this will be all in a capital project, which is funded just to the amount that it needs to be.
What about the fund balance? So, how much is fund balance? So,
like in
67-ish.
I think it's close to 67. I'd have to go look.
I just wanted to get it out there.
Yeah.
And it was in the 40s when I started. So, okay, I mean, but that's exactly why you have it, is for these type of situations. And yes, you're right. The concern of what is 2020 doing to us, and what are we going to have to do in 2021? How will that, you know, draw down our cash? Should we be looking at funding or financing this? That was the reason why we asked the question. But given the balance that we're at and the fact that it would cost us $160,000 to do it, I think it's more prudent to use the cash.
And we get less in reimbursement.
Yep.
And besides that, if we have to, we can always go. It's open at any time to bond.
It is, but the reimbursement from OCA would be at risk.
Well, yeah, but that's a question.
Right.
The
Okay, so I think we have our question answered. Were we moving on kind of motion on this, or was this just for consensus?
Yeah, if you folks wanted to bond, we'd have to add that to the resolution that's right. presented to you later, but if not, then no changes are needed.
Because we're still going with the original intent.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay. All right, any other business for ad hoc finance? If not, call for adjournment. Second? Okay, thank you. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Carried. We're adjourned.
Thank you, Tammy.